This is number one of Supernatural Spirit Magic School, where we teach you real supernatural spirit magic. We call it Supernatural Spirit Magic to delineate it from magic associated with conjuring and other forms of magic, which you get in all the normal books and online, for example, Crowley's work, which is unintelligible and filled with booby traps, and you say endless arcane mumbo jumbo, which you don't understand, and hope for the best. That is the standard occult world. And unless, of course, you've got a teacher who can teach you all of the intricacies of supernatural spirit magic, then, of course, you can't train yourself from books or from the internet, because all of the teachings are shrouded in dogma and obfuscation. For example, when Crowley, Aleister Crowley, did all of the spells for the Wiccans, he deliberately put in booby traps and got things wrong deliberately to make sure that the spells used by the Wiccans are wrong and don't actually work properly. Now, Tim Riefat, who is the world's only Ipsissimus, which is the highest ranking of the Golden Dawn, all of the magic schools derive from the Golden Dawn. There might be some offshoots, but all of the ones you'll find online are different variations on the Golden Dawn. And people like Aleister Crowley were trained at Golden Dawn Temple. Now, if you're Generation X or a millennial, then of course your chances of being taught real magic, supernatural spirit magic, are zero, because in Crowley's day, which was the end of the 19th century, he was invited into the Golden Dawn Temple because he was a son of a baking magnate, had lots of money. So, of course, it's always been the very rich, the blue bloods, who've been given proper occult teaching, and anyone who isn't in the elite has only been given information which doesn't work, because of course the elite want to keep magic under wraps. Now, I was lucky enough to leave university and meet the British modern day Dr. D007, a magus, which is one down from an Ipsissimus, called Colin Bloy, who used to work for MI6, and when I met him was working for a secret group of black magicians, the core of MI6, because MI6, of course, has always been based upon the occult. The founder of MI6 was Dr. D, the Elizabethan magician, supernatural spirit magician, who helped Elizabeth I change England from being the poorest country in Europe to the richest by the end of her reign, and of course used supernatural spirit magic to destroy the Spanish Armada and make England the true force in Europe. And he had as his assistant an Irishman called Kelly, who could see energy fields and was clairvoyant and could use quartz crystal balls to remotely view — that's the modern day term for clairvoyance in the military — who could remotely view supernatural spirits. And Kelly communed with the Enochian angels, who gave the Enochian alphabet, and of course Enochian magic, which is five stone tables upon which the magician puts various power stones on Enochian checkerboard. So when I met Colin Bloyd, I was a natural psychic who could see auras, energy fields, commune with supernatural spirits, a psychic like Kelly, and of course I fitted into the assistant model of Dr. D and his super psychic clairvoyant Kelly. So of course this MI6 magus taught me all of the secrets of the occult, which of course MI6 have at the core of all of their doings, and had used on Hitler to win World War II. This would be impossible for a member of Generation X or the Millennials, because, of course, now the occult is super black, and no one would be allowed to teach an outsider all of the secrets of British occult magic, because now with interceptions of communications, MI5 would immediately know and would then stop the outflow of information. Colin Bloy was always scared of MI5 finding out what he was doing with his group, because of course Colin Bloy knew that they were torturers and murderers, and would not want certain things done, because there's massive competition between MI6, the Blue Bloods, and MI5, the so-called gutter scum of the British secret police. So why I've gone through this is just to explain why Tim Riefert is in the unique position of being able to teach you all aspects of supernatural spirit magic, because he was in the inner circle, taught all of the secrets of the Illuminati, taught all of the secrets of white and black magic, and of course was trained in how to use it, because the MI6 black magic or white magic team, depending upon what side you are, used magic to destroy the Soviet Union and eliminate the trade unions that were in full-scale war with Margaret Thatcher in the early 80s. Now, if you want to learn magic, you need, of course, to have a step by step process, as if you went to college in order to develop your knowledge of supernatural spirit magic. But unlike going to college, knowledge doesn't get you anywhere in the supernatural spirit magic field, because magic is a commodity like gas or electricity or oil, which powers reality change. Because magic, of course, is the use of natural forces which are unknown to the population, only known to a handful of the elites, occultists such as Prince Michael of Kent, who leads the worldwide Freemasonry. And if as a Generation Xer, Millennial, etc., you wonder why the great and the good of the West go off to Freemasonic temples and carry out arcane Kabbalistic rituals in the utmost secrecy, and have all this symbology of checkerboards and compasses and set squares, and build all of these arcane occult monuments all over your town and city. The pools, temples, obelisks, strange statues, all of the Washington infrastructure, etc., etc. What they are doing, of course, is manipulating magic. And you can read and study as much as you like for your whole lifetime. And, of course, be cut out of magic. Why? Well, according to my magus who taught me the magic system, which allowed me to jump the abyss and become a Magister Templar, then a Magus, then an Ipsissimus, these three highest grades of magic in the Golden Dawn change you from being a human to a superhuman. And once you're an Ipsissimus, you can basically do manipulations of the world. But all of this needs immense amounts of magic, supernatural spirit magic. And my magus explained that there was magic in the planet, so there was a whole science of the occult of earth energies, which I had to learn, learn how to manipulate them, learn how to channel them, learn how to upload them. And then, of course, there was a whole load of spiritual energies, which, of course, is seen in astrology, where the spiritual energies mold the human at the time of conception into a specific type of human. That's the basis of astrology. But, of course, these spiritual energies also can be channeled, collected, stored, and used with earth energies. So you get, in supernatural spirit magic, you get spiritual energies, which come from the moon, the sun, the planets, out there. And of course you've got all the earth energies, which come from the earth, which we are made from. And they're carried through the ground in channels, a ley line system, and of course can be manipulated by all the Freemasonic buildings and monuments which you build on the ground to channel them, utilize them, store them. Hence we get the pyramids, we get Washington laid out in a specific Freemasonic grid, Western cities laid out around Freemasonic magical collectors, etc., etc. Now, like any system, you simply can't go up to a substation, say, for electricity, and plug in and use the electricity. Same with gas. You simply can't drill down and get into the gas pipes and use the gas. The same with oil. You need knowledge of how to use that commodity, and B, you've got the police and authorities that stop you using it. Now, of course, why Tim Riefat is so special and is now the only world's Ipsissimus is that Colin Bloy, the Magus, gave me the keys to the system. Keys which then allow me to go to monuments and open them up and fill myself full of the power that they collect. And for example, if you go up to Freemasonic monuments and try and tap into their power, they've been programmed to lock you out from using any of the magic in the system. So to a normal person like you, a Western city is a place of dreary materialism. To an Ipsissimus like myself, who was given all the keys to the entire system by his spiritual teacher, all of the monuments, the churches, the ley lines, all of them donate all of their magic to me because I have been given access to the system. Exactly like a super user in the system. So in supernatural spirit magic, the information, the schooling is free, but the magic isn't. Like any commodity, it has to be paid for. Now, of course, my magus taught me how to collect magic and store it and deploy it for use. Now, you will have seen witches running around in circles with their hands joined together. Now, what they're doing are making vortexes like tornadoes of power, which comes from the group and then can be sent to alter reality in a different location. So they'll hold hands, dance around in a circle, and if they're moving around in a anti-clockwise direction, they can generate a negative anti-clockwise vortex of power, which is perfect for negative results, destroying things, damaging things, causing bad luck, causing death and destruction. And similarly, if they hold hands and dance around in a clockwise direction, they build a vortex of power, magical power, supernatural spirit power, that can be used for positive things. Good luck, bringing in good crops, healing people, making themselves very rich, which of course the 13 bloodlines, the so-called Illuminati, have been using these clockwise vortexes of power, fed by their world rituals, which they do on the world stage, to make themselves enormously rich, to make themselves the one percenters and above. So magic is the basis of their money. And of course they religiously guard all knowledge and power so that no outsider can possibly ever have a chance of learning, let alone using, the magic they're generating 24 hours a day with their rituals. So the Freemasonic temples are generating loads of magic, and at the moment we've got the Olympics, which is one giant Illuminati ritual to generate massive amounts of positive power from the greatest human physical bodies being worshipped by the world population via the media. And the Olympic torch is carried around the world, a symbol of the Illuminati. It illumines, a torch illumines, in order to generate huge amounts of positive vortex for making money and bringing all the good things in life to the 13 bloodlines. Now, of course, the Ipsissimus, Tim Riefert, having all the access to all of their magic, simply reroutes it to himself and cuts the Illuminati and the other magicians out of the loop. Why? Because he's an Ipsissimus and so far above them in power, knowledge, and all other aspects of the craft, that they don't stand a chance in collecting any magic, supernatural spirit magic anymore, because he's simply taken over the system. This, of course, is the basis of the left-hand path. In magic, you've got two paths. The right-hand path, where you're a white magician, and the left-hand path, where you're a black magician. And, of course, as an Ipsissimus, you are master of both. And I simply use the left-hand path to black magic to gain all of the magic for myself. And the right-hand path to bring all the good things in life to myself and my followers. So it's quite simple. Unlike the so-called propaganda of the uninitiated, a Ipsissimus, who is top of the tree, master of his very own self, that's what an Ipsissimus means. You can only be master of magic if you've conquered your own ego. So you have to be egoless. So one can see that the left-hand path and the right-hand path both are equally important in an Ipsissimus. To you, of course, who are simply going to be trained on supernaturalspirit.com to go from a neophyte to an adeptus major, not jumping the abyss, because of course that can't be done without first-hand help, because of course if you fail the luciferic satanic force Corins on the Soul Eater will consume your soul. So of course no one in their right mind would be teaching the public to jump the abyss. You just teach them all aspects of magic which are available to man from neophyte to adeptus major, which will give you all of the power of a magician, all the power of magic which you've seen in Harry Potter movies, rather than jumping the abyss, which is fraught with dangers, to become like myself, a superhuman who can control world reality, because of course it would be inappropriate to tell people that they can jump the abyss with impunity, and if they don't succeed the first time, they can try again, because they can't. If you fail once, your soul is eaten, consigned to hell, etc., etc. So no one in their right mind would jump the abyss or take that chance, because of course if you fail, your body is possessed by Corinzon, driven mad, your soul of course is gone, and you can imagine that that state of affairs leads to madness, suicide, etc., etc. So anyone who tells you that you can jump the abyss is mad, because in 99.9% of the cases, you'll fail. That's, you know, the odds are very, very low of being able to jump the abyss and become like myself, Magister Templar, then a Magus, then a Ipsissimus. Now, of course, with magic, the knowledge is no use without the magic. And since I have access to the entire world magic system, the right-hand vortex of goodness and the left-hand vortex of evil, then of course if you could access those vortexes of power, then you would have available, when you are learning magic, the magic to carry out real magic in the real world. Now Colin Bloy, the Magus, taught me how to make grail stones. These were stones that could store magic and be used to carry out magic. And of course, they're useful because you can go to power spots. You could go to Stonehenge to get power, except the head witch told me that the High Council of the British Witches had moved the power spot from Stonehenge elsewhere, so of course normal people couldn't go to Stonehenge and use that power. Similarly with Avebury and Glastonbury, they've been fiddling with these power spots and simply moving them so that the New Agers can't tap into the power. Because, of course, it's a matter of national security, is it not? If magic works, and, of course, the elite know it works, then they don't want people having access to magic and being able to use it to disempower the elite or do anything that the elite doesn't want. So, of course, you can try on your own to do magic spells and carry out magical rituals. But you won't get very far, because the commodity of a supernatural spirit magic, like any other commodity, has been guarded and made non-available to the masses. Now, of course, since I have access to the entire system and have taken it over, I can supply it with supernatural spirit, psychotronic crystals, which are psychotronic generators that store magic. So when you want to be a neophyte, the first stage of a magician, you can simply purchase the psychotronic crystal, the neophyte psychotronic crystal, which will give you all the magic of the good vortex, so that you can carry out white magic at the neophyte level. This, of course, is $150 a year, because, of course, the magic runs out, and like any commodity, you have to buy a new one at the year's end. And if you want to go to higher levels, then, of course, the price goes up. So it's $150 per level, and we've got 7 levels up to the Adeptus Major. So as you can see, you've got your full power, supernatural spirit magic psychotronic crystal, which gives you all of the magic of an Adeptus Major. And remember, Adeptus Majors can do all low magic, and Masters of Low Magic, which is what the official name of magic done by adepts and below, and high magic is done by the Magister Templars and above. Low magic, of course, enables you to enrich yourself, enrich your life, do good things to your family, friends, etc. And high magic allows you to control the world. And it simply would be wrong to give the masses magic where they could change the world, because, of course, we're giving you here magic that changes your life, allows you to heal yourself, heal any mental problems, protect you from a psychic attack by black magicians using low magic, allows you to get and keep relationships, allows you to use magic for clairvoyance, for contacting angelic entities, good spirits, talking to power animals, all the stuff of magic that you'll see in Harry Potter films, all available to anyone who takes this course. And as you can see, we're going to do regular MP3s on supernatural spirit magic to teach you from the ground upwards every single aspect of supernatural spirit magic up to the Adeptus Major level. Thank you.